This is my story. This is Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. You are worthy all praise. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Lord. I love you. Praise you. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Dear Father, we just again thank you that we could gather together tonight and in these coming days to worship you. Lord, I just pray that you would open our eyes to see you. That our hearts would be bowed. That we would see your greatness. Your great love for us. I pray, Lord, that we would worship in spirit and in truth. God, you are seeking such. And we want to be in that company that humbly bow and worship from the heart. Lord, we give this time to you. Lord, we believe that you have brought us together. We thank you for Pilgrim Camp. We thank you for this place that you have given to us, your people, to come and to seek your face. And so, Lord, I pray that right from the outset you would do what you want to do in our hearts. We first of all want to give ourselves to you. Lord, we're yours. And have your way. We thank you for the staff that you've brought together. Thank you for each one that is so willingly serving you to give us this blessed time. I pray that you would pour your spirit upon them. Give them your strength. You know, those who have been here maybe for quite a number of weeks already this summer. And so, Lord, I just pray for a fresh anointing of your Holy Spirit. I ask these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit, we need you. Come, sweet Spirit, we pray. Come in your strength and your Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, come. Jesus, come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
As you are aware, this is our 75th anniversary of this camp. We're thankful again to God for giving us this place. I'm sure many of you have memories, some more than others. And one of those who have been here a long time is Brother Paul. He was young once. And if you go back and you look through the archives, you know, the photo albums, you see this young, handsome man, young man serving. Did you have a bow tie back then, Brother Paul?
Yes.
Yes, see that. I'm going to ask Brother Paul to come. I felt on such a special anniversary time, he was the one that should welcome you to camp. So, come, Brother Paul.
I believe that was 1959, the first year we had waiters. And those of you who remember Helmut Neumann, he and I were waiters together. And that was fun. Sister Caroline gave us a test in those days. And I'll never forget, one of the questions was, what is the best way to remove eggs from a plate, with cold water or hot water? And of course, my mom was a German lady. She taught me all those things, and of course, the answer was cold water. But anyway, those were good days, and I enjoyed it very much. And I've been coming back, I think, practically every year since. I first started coming to camp when I was 11 years old, and loved it immediately. And anyway, I welcome you all. We have approximately 100 people here, with including the children, and it's going to be a great time. This is the fourth of 4 weeks. We've had wonderful, the first 3 weeks were really great, and the Lord met us, and the kids had a grand time. What a delight to hear the kids running around, screaming, and just having a really good time. And the Lord met us in the meetings, too, so I thank God for that. Just a few things to make your stay more enjoyable, or as enjoyable as possible. You all received an email I told you about the COVID situation. Please feel free to request distancing if you want to. The old, what we call the old library and the prayer room, are set up or can be set up for distancing if that makes you more comfortable. The cottage dining room can be set up for to a table down there. So please make your requests known, and we'll be very happy to accommodate you. I also wanted to mention our dear sister Aletha. Several of you have asked about her. She is with her sister. And the details of her illness came about as follows. She drove to Texas by herself. If those of you who know Sister Aletha don't find this surprising, she refused to use a GPS, so she got out her atlas, and she penned her way. She called me every night when she got to a motel, and so we kept tabs. But then a short time after she was with her sister, I think some of you have asked about this. Some of you may not know the details. A short time after she was with her sister discovered her in the morning next to her bed. Had fallen out, I assume. She doesn't know. Her sister Dorothy said, "Letha, what are you doing on the floor?" She says, "I don't know. How'd I get here?" And they still don't know what caused that, but at that time, she was immobile and could not, for the longest time, couldn't walk properly. They diagnosed her with diabetes at that time. She never had that before. And it's still a mystery as to why she is not functioning as she should. She's walking better. Strangely enough, she did not have a stroke. They wondered if she did, and they tested her for that. She did not have a stroke. But there's something going on that... they're trying to get to the bottom of it. Her sister told me she is getting better. She appreciated on her birthday the many, many cards that she received. And if you want to write her, I have her address in the office. Please feel free to come, and she'd love to hear from you. But that's the latest on Aletha. Her sister said lately, a couple days ago, that she is improving in all respects. And so we're thankful for that. Brother Phil and Denise and I guess your daughters have arranged for activities. They will be announced daily. There'll be a children's session every morning. Sister Janet Cologne will be taking care of the children down in the chapel. By the way, we miss Sister Aletha very much in the office. I had to think often. In past years I'd be sitting at my desk and I'd look and I'd be talking to her and I'd say, she reminds me of Janet Reno, the old AG under Obama. And I miss Janet Reno. But Elsie Sama has jumped in and is doing really great. But we do miss her, and we thank her for all the years that she has put. We expect her back, and she expects to come back too. And we hope this is so. So enjoy yourself. If I can do anything to make your stay better, please don't hesitate to come and see me. May God bless you and cause whatever He has in store for you to come to fruition. God bless you.
Thank you, Brother Paul.